This morning we consider three changes, three transformations, each of which can be hard to see because on the outside, nothing changes. At least, not immediately. The first change we will consider is when a child becomes a child of God. Secondly, when bread and wine become the body and blood of Christ. And then third, when we put those first two together. When a child of God receives the body and blood of Christ and becomes, we will see in just a minute. But let's consider the first transformation, becoming a child of God. And we have some children of God here who are celebrating a special day today, so it probably makes sense to get their help in considering our first change. So our first change, our first transformation, is when a child becomes a child of God. Here's my question, though. Does anybody know when, who's getting ready for, who's going to celebrate their first communion today? Raise your hand. First communion, celebrating your first communion today? Okay, very good. My question is, could you help us to know, when does a child become a child of God? When does that happen? Any ideas? When does a child become a child of God? What do you think? Any guesses? Can I give you a hint? I'm looking back that direction, that big cross filled with water, huh? When does a child become a child of God? Got any help for us here? Any ideas? When does a child become a child of God? What do you think? You want a little help? You want some help? Who wants to help us out? I saw a hand go up here, okay? Who wants to help us out? When does a child become a child of God? Do you have one? I'll go back here. When they get baptized. How about that? Is that what you were going to say? When they get baptized, right. And that's the thing. On the outside, nothing changes, right? Unless your head was dirty and wash your head, huh? But just as you are a child of your mom and dad because they love you, when we are reborn in baptism, we become a child of God, even though we look the same. That's the first change. How about the second change? Who's going to help me? There we go. The second change is another change that is hard to see. But it's a change that will happen here, today, in this Mass. Think about what that change will be. Okay, so come on over here with those two things. Another question for you here. An easy question. What is this? That's my question. What is this? Can you tell me what this is? It almost, not yet. What is it first? What is it now? That's kind of our trick, isn't it, huh? What is it now at the beginning of Mass? You want to guess again? What is it now? It is bread. There we go. Exactly right. This is bread. Okay, here we go. What is this? What is this? Let's see, let's come back here. Who gets another chance? Another chance. What is that I just held up? It is wine. That's right. It's wine. But in a moment, because of the words of Jesus that I will say at the altar, when you receive it for the first time, it will not be bread. It will be the body of Christ. It will not be wine. It will be the blood of Christ. Even though it looks the same, tastes the same, it will have changed. Thank you, too. But there's one more transformation that we consider today. And the third transformation is when we put the first two together. When a child of God receives the body and blood of Christ. St. John tells us in the second reading today that we will be like him. We will become him. St. Augustine, who lived over 1,500 years ago, said that if we receive the Eucharist worthily, we become what we receive. Again, you'll look the same after you receive your first communion today, but if we receive it with an open and worthy heart, we become what we receive. And so there are three invitations this morning. We may have some with us this morning who are not baptized. Probably some with us who are not baptized. God loves you immensely. My first invitation is to become a child of God through baptism. We have some with us this morning who are baptized, and maybe you were baptized in another community, not a Catholic faith. You are a child of God by your baptism. As much as a baptism here, a baptism anywhere, you are a child of God. An invitation to consider the Catholic faith to receive our Lord in his body and blood. And a third invitation. We have some here who are baptized and were in fact baptized in the Catholic Church, but there is some obstacle in the way of receiving our Lord worthily each week. It could be some way of life, some pattern that needs to change, some status. An invitation to say or to ask me, what can I do to be a child of God, to receive God, and to become God?